born in Seattle, actually, so I'm used to your weather. And I love your mountains. And you too, I know. They're so beautiful. And I was born in 1939. Actually, that year was the year that The Wizard of Oz came out. You know, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land I heard of once in a lullaby. You are good. And my mother told me that I was named after Judy Garland. And my father said, no, I named you Judith after the queen in the Bible, Queen Judith, who cut off the head of Holofernes. So I have lived between mayhem and magic all my life. And, you know, my dad was in the radio business. He had a radio show for 30 years. He started his radio show in Seattle in 1937. And he was a wonderful performer. My experience was that he was the first person and the most important person in my life as far as being a mentor, somebody who, you know, he did this and he was amazing at it. And he never missed a show. He was always either on the road or on the radio, and he was a wonderful singer. And he would, in 1943 and 44, he was on the road as well as doing radio. So I get to travel on the road in the back seat of the Buick. The Buick was named Claudia. I don't know why. But, oh, that's funny, because one of my relatives is here, and her name is Claudia. Because it's funny. Hi, Claudia, I never thought of that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you know. It was strange. But that was her name, that car. And we were on the road together. I got to sit in the back seat. I had the whole back seat to myself, you know. In those days, I was the only child for just a short while. And then we were in Butte, Montana. That's where I had my debut. It was in Butte, Montana. My dad said to him, he's doing a concert at a school there, and he said, I want you to come out and sing a song. So, you know, my little pigtails and my gingham dress that my mother had made for me, and I trotted out on the stage, and I sang the only song I knew. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. And it was, you know, it was a big hit. It went over very well. It was also April, so. But all along, I was intrigued with what my dad did, because he was a wonderful entertainer, and he would tell stories, and he would entertain people in all kinds of ways, and besides singing. And one of his favorite people was Mae West. He always said that, you know, Mae West said things like, restraint is fine if it doesn't go too far. And you know, this hall, this wonderful hall, used to be a vaudeville hall. And when he started, you know, in 37, I mean, it was just kind of the tail end of vaudeville, really. And so there were a lot of things about that, Mae West being one of them, who also said, restraint is fine if it doesn't go too far. And she said, I used to be Snow White, but I drifted. And one night, a friend of hers came to see her, and she came backstage afterwards to say hello, and she was dressed in this gorgeous mink coat, and Mae said to her, why, darling, where did you get that beautiful thing? And her friend said, why? Well, Mae, I met a man with $10,000. And so next time they met, it was Mae West, who was wearing a beautiful coat, and her friend said, why, Mae, where did you get that? Did you meet a man with $10,000? And Mae said, why, no, darling. I met 10,000 men with a dollar. And I think that Mae West was sort of the model and the mentor for Joan Rivers, and we unfortunately lost her this year. It was so sad, a tragic death. And she was a wonderful person, wonderful friend. She and I were talking about doing some shows together. We thought it was a great idea. Our agent did not. Fancy that. And we said, well, we're going to do this anyway. And once she was telling me about her childhood, we shared a little bit about these things. And I said, well, I was, you know, raised in a dysfunctional family. And if anybody here was not raised in a dysfunctional family, just tweet me about it. Or you can Facebook me. And she said, well, you know, I knew I was an unwanted child because my bath toys were a toaster and a hairdryer. So we all have family stories to tell, you know, about one thing or another that happened to us. And so I grew up in this incredibly fun household. You know, it was a wonderful place. My father sang a lot of Irish songs as well as singing the great American songbook, which we used to call that. Now we call it the Rod Stewart songbook. Soon to be the Lady Gaga songbook. And even, you know, who's got his, he's put his money on the table on this situation is Bob Dylan. He has a new album of songs of Sinatra. I can't wait to hear it. Well, I'm up for anything he sings, you know. He's a wonderful writer, so we'll see. So what happened then? Well, what happened then was that I found folk music. I was studying piano the whole time and playing with an orchestra and having a life, you know, I had to practice a couple hours a day, ruined my social life, which I made up for in the 60s. And when the great folk scare started, you know, I was still in high school, and you could hear Michael row the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael row the boat ashore, hallelujah. And then you could hear Harry Belafonte singing, I begin to say goodnight, and there I found my child in prayer. And for me, some scarlet ribbons for my hair. And I see Harry around town in New York, and sometimes we both show up at these black tie events for UNICEF or other things, and he'll look so handsome, he looks great, you know, wonderful looking man. I just want him to tear back his shirt and sing, Day is the day, oh, daylight come and we want to go home, but he never will. So, that was how it began.
It's
I sang in the village first in the 61, and Sue had moved there. And it was hot and cold running singer-songwriters, and they were everywhere. And so I was very exposed to a lot of the songs, and I didn't even have to really go very far. I'd walk down the street, and Tom Paxton would come up to me and say, "How about recording Bottle of Wine, Fruit on the Vine? When you gonna get me, get sober? Let me alone, let me go home. Let me go back and start over." And he's still a good friend, and he says, "You know, you were the first person to record that. You didn't, it wasn't even a cover. You had the first recording." And I had that fortune with a lot of writers. And when I was recording a song in 1968 with a band that consisted of some wonderful artists, Buddy Emmons and James Burton from Nashville, came out to Los Angeles to be on that session. And Chris Etheridge was on that session. He played for a long time with the Flying Burrito Brothers, and he was always very happy. He didn't know where he was most of the time, but he was. But if you remember the 60s, you weren't there, so never mind. And then along came Stephen Stills and was on that album too. And so he and I started this love affair, which was short-lived, but long-lived in terms of the song he wrote for me, because they still played Sweet Judy Blue Eyes on the radio. So I was singing one of the songs that we recorded on that album by the great Sandy Denny. Across the morning sky, all the birds are leaving. Ah, but then you know it's time for them to go. Before the winter fire, we'll still be dreaming
Story again about
sits there, and I've always wondered why. Hammer, hold a match while you light up your pipe. I love the smell of tobacco in the air. Tell me again about how it was before I came to be in the old country. When you were young, you sailed upon the sea. Wrap me up in your winter coat, wrap me up so tight. I never will feel the cold of your warm tonight. Wrap me up in your winter coat, wrap me up so tight. I never will feel the cold of your warm tonight. I'll be safe tonight. home, and in this home there is a woman, voted. I'm so glad I've discovered it. I was always put off, you know, by the voice. Can't imagine why. I mean, and I played this song to my husband, who's extremely picky about singers, as you can imagine. And I played him Tom Waits' recording. He said, "Oh, I love that song." So maybe Tom Waits is a guy, is right? I don't know. But I'm so happy I found it. Here's a song by a great writer named Billy Ed Wheeler. He wrote, one of the most famous songs he wrote was Jackson. You know, "Oh, we got married in a fever." Trapped in a department store, and they can't get out. song is a song from Sweeney Todd, which, you know, it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's so, we, you know, we were so half expecting it to fall through the floor when we went to the opening, and of course it's just stellar. It's an unbelievable piece of work. This is the song that Len Carey sang in some of the original with Lansbury, and it is a song that Sweeney Todd, the barber, sings while he is practicing his profession. And the other song you will know.
I remember sky, it was You have climbed the hills with me to the
Irish show. There's a new moon over the Hudson, and the stars are shining bright, and I think about my true love in Ireland tonight. He'll walk in purple heather up the hills and on to home, and I wonder how I ever came to Central Park at midnight, in a carriage in the snow, I find I think of Innisfree, where the emerald shamrocks grow. I'm leaving in the morning, I'll sing the old sweet songs, and I'll never leave till all is said and done. There are seas that lie between us, there are rivers to be crossed. I never did forget the way he smiled. There are hearts that have been broken, and the promise almost lost, that the songs of Ireland always made me wild. My father's father's fathers, they sailed from Ireland shores. They played the drums in Lexington and fought the Civil Wars. They died to save the Union. They lived to see me born, and in their hearts they watched the Irish born. There are seas that rolled between them, there were rivers to be crossed. They never did forget the Irish songs. There were vows that have been broken, and the promise almost lost, but in their hearts they knew where they belong. It's a long, long way to New York City, from the shores of County Cork, and the ships that brought us over here were made of tears and smoke. I will return to Ireland, I'll sing the old sweet songs, and I'll walk in purple heather, I'll sing in purple heather, I'll dance in heather till the Irish dawn.
Thank you.
like there might be a blizzard tonight. And yes, to the owner, there's a big storm on the mountain. Good thing we're open, we could be here for hours. There's nothing for miles, and it's too late to get to Denver. Better not try for the summit tonight. And the snow fell, and the night passed. And I talked to the strangers while the blizzard blew. Stranger, you know I don't talk to strangers. I'm a private sort of person, but a blizzard is a blizzard, and somehow I found myself saying you'd left me, telling him everything I wanted to say to you. You know how it is when you can talk to a stranger, someone you're quite sure you'll never see again. Soon we were talking and laughing and drinking. He said, you must know you're too good for him. And the snow fell, and the night passed. And I talked to the stranger while the blizzard blew. Sometimes I'm a fighter when I get too much whiskey. Here, have a little whiskey, pretend you don't give a damn. My cabin's up here on the side of the mountain. You can go up there and sleep through the blizzard. I put on my parka, said goodbye to the owner, following the stranger through the snow.
Some have changed, some forever. Now
love to have you sing, join me and sing the melody of the harmony or another song entirely. It's the spirit that counts, you see. Amen.